All right, page Kuf Chav Gimel, Os Beis, back in person. Nice to see your faces in 3D.
I mean, we miss your daughter, but
I could bring her. She'll come. She's excited. All right, Os Beis, here we go. Mesil Zesharim. Oh, I was learning Mesil Zesharim with the Ian Afshi Chabur this week. Perk Zayin, not Perk Chavav. This is already like towards the end of the Sefer. You're already at the top of the ladder, you know? Like a Malach. Anybody who's learned a little bit of a Nesiv HaShalom, I'd say even a little bit, has definitely touched upon this Torah. It's a classic from Nesiv HaShalom, basically really going through a piece of Nesiv HaShalom and explaining it in our Sugya of Kedusha. So he explains, he says, Inyan Kedusha Kafel. So this is the Nesiv HaShalom, that the Inyan of Kedusha is Kafel, double, two. Dainu Tchilas Avoda V'Sofa Gemul. The beginning is your avoda, hishtadlis. You have to work hard. But for sofu gemul, at the end of the avoda, second half, whatever that means, there's a chesed from a kadosh baruch hu. It's like a gemul, not a present, but like gemilas chasadim. However you translate the word gemila, ever think about that? What does that mean? Chasadim chesed, we know what that means. What does it mean? What's the first word mean? Gemilus from the word gamal. Honestly, I don't know.
Don't we have
there's a lot of things we say we don't think about. That I'll tell you. That's the point of this.
Well, what's that saying? Gamal Emo, yeah. I was thinking about that one.
Not Gamal. No.
It's a different word?
You're talking about David HaMelech.
I don't know. Where do we say that?
Hagomala Emo? No. That's... It's...
Is it?
Benchin Gomel. What does the word mean? Benchin Gomel.
Gomel Chayavim. Savior
or the one who it's interesting. I don't know the exact translation. Gemil Sazalim, you the doer. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like the doer. You think I'm telling you, there's a lot of words that we say, we just say it, we have absolutely no idea what it means. And not even a simple translation. We could say a simple translation, but there's a lot of amkas to every anyway. Just pointing that out if you guys wanna, look into the etymology or something. Okay. Now Dave's going to be thinking about the whole time. It's going to be hard for him to stop. What do you want? A sit or what do you want?
No. I think on Sunday was, he asked David.
Hashgacha Pratis. No, that's one that I've thought about many, many, many times. Yeah. I have to really sit on it. Those two words are, how exactly do you translate those? Majgiach. He's the Bori, he's the Ma... See, but that you have to also know where the source of those words are. Hashgacha pratis. It's not in the Torah. Like when we say ani mamon, it's bori umanig. We don't even say the mashgiach. We don't say hashgacha pratis. I wonder where the source of those two words are.
Are you being geek in the actual word itself as opposed to just the concept?
First, I want to know where it's first stated. And then you have to go into the words. What do they mean? How do you define hashgacha? Hashgacha. Okay. Whatever. Yeah, no, I enjoy these things. I just need the time to sit on it. Then you find, you see different tzaddikim discuss this. They find the different words, and you find the Lashon Gamal, if you're right, a Gamal Lima, maybe you're probably right, with David HaMelech, and then you start to look, Gamal means camel, and you start to put together an understanding of the word based on all the different places where that shoresh comes up. That's really how you understand what the word means. It's not just one word translation in English. That's impossible. There's no such thing. Take one Hebrew word, a Lashon HaKodesh from the Torah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu put infinity into it, and you translate it as doing. That just doesn't do it. You know what I mean? I'll go upon him. A little side, educational sidetrack there. So, Inyan HaKedusha Kafel, it's a double, Dahinu Techilas Avoda V'Sofa Gemul. The beginning is your Avoda, and the Sofa Gemul sounds like it's not your Avoda. Sounds like it's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's giving. Techiloso Hishtadlis, the beginning. The avoda is your own human efforts. So from matan to the end is a present. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a present. I mean, that which you didn't deserve. It was higher than what you did. More than your efforts. Vayinu. Tchiloso, the beginning of your avoda of Kedusha, Masha Adam Mekadesh Es Atzmo. A person's trying to Mekadesh himself. V'sofo, Masha Mekadeshim Oso. And the end is how they, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Mekadesh him. Kamosha Mechazal. Adam Mekadesh Atzma Ma'at, he's basing off this Gemara. A person, man, is Mekadesh himself a little bit. Mekadeshim also harbe, and above, or they are Mekadeshim a lot. You do a little, then they end up doing a lot. Milamata, if you work on your Kedusha down here, Mekadshin Oso Milamala Vilma Mekadashim Milamala. We learned one parish we learned about. This is the Mesil Sashar, but Nesiva Shalom explained to us a few weeks ago that one of the understandings is if a person is Mekadash himself Milamata, meaning the lowest part of who he is. The lowest part of who he is great. It blew me away also. Right? We have three major parts to us that Nesiva Shalom says, the Maral, many. We have many, many parts, but at least the major three is the mochin, the thinking area, the heart, the emotional area, and then the hands, the doing area, basic levels. So if we're makadish, our milamata, our lowest part, meaning our hands, by staying away physically from things, right? Being porish from things, whether they're asr or even if they're mutter, right? Even with that which is mutterlach. If we are makadish of milamata in our lowest part, then makadish milamala, then our higher parts, which is our heart, and our mind, which are harder to be in control over, they also have a kedusha. Memelo, from our working on our hands, memelo, automatically your heart and your mind will start to be more in your control. They'll have a certain kedusha. And that's what it means. Mekachin milamata, mekachin oso milamala. Very, very, everybody always wants to know how they could purify their mind. Purify your mind by purifying your actions as much as you can. So he says, ishtadlis hu shehiyah adam nivdo, v'netak menechumrius. The Iker Hishtadlis, the first Hishtadlis of Kedusha, is when a person is Nevdal, he's separate, Vine'etak, he's, I guess, cut off. It's not the right word, though. I don't know. Nituk, without that ayin, would have been cut off. Ne'etak, I don't know, you have a good translation. Ne'etak also is Lashon, like, to pitch a tent. I don't know. You can look it up. I don't know. Each word is important, especially with the Mesil Sasharim. You have to really sit on every word. Because Mesil Sasharim is a little bit, I was telling people this week, it's a little bit like...
It's really sound well.
Yeah, you have to learn it up. It's not simple. Ramchal in general is very hard to learn. I find it very hard to learn because when he says one word, he means six. It's like almost like Rashi. Rashi says very little, but he means a lot. You have that by a lot of Sfarim, but Mesil Sasharim also, you learn Mesil Sasharim. You can't just read that one line and say that's all he means. He means a lot. I'll go upon him. So the Iker Hishtad, this effort of a person, is to separate himself from Chumris.
Detach from materialism. Netak.
It says the words net.
No, you just typed in netak menachum.
Oh, so detach, okay. From okay, I don't know why the ayin is there. Okay, fine. Good. So netak menachumris, to detach yourself from Chumris, from Gashmis, from materialism, from the Chomer, this, right? There's always Chomer and there's Surah. The stuff is the chomer, the inner, the pinimis is the tzura. Lagamri, totally, we have to remove ourselves from this stuff as much as we can. Parenthetically, we're in Perek Chav Vov, the Mesil Sasharim. We're in a very, very high place. We're past the heroes, we're past the rizas, we're past precious. Like, this is even higher than precious, so just know that. This, and it's a ladder. You can't just jump to Chav Vov, but it's Kedai, of course, they always hear the words. As I've said many times, in Mesil Sasharim especially, people like drop out, you know, like usually by Nikias, usually. It's very, very long. It's very, very simple. They drop out before they get to Precious and Chassidus and Tahara and then Kedusha and then even higher. You have to know what the top of the mountain looks like and then start trekking up. So we're at the top of the mountain over here. You totally are separate from Gashmis. Umizdabik, and then you turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umizdabik Tomid B'chol Esa B'chol Shah Lolokov. And then you turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way of Dveikus, to be totally, to cleave to him, right? In all areas, you cleave to him. You cleave to him in your mind, which would be, you know, Das. You cleave to him in your emotions, which would be Teferis. You cleave to him in all of your attachments, which would be Yesod. You connect to him even in your mouth, which is Malchus. Why did I just say that? Because Rosh HaTeva is of Teferis, Malchus, Yesod, Das, is Tamid, right? It was Dabik Tamid. Right. Tamidus, to be constantly involved. Dveikus is a consistency. So the middle of the spheres, right? Those who could picture the spheres, right? There's three lines, three kaven. The middle kav starts with Keser, of course, but let's leave Keser out for a minute. Then you have Das and the Mochin. Then you have Teferis and the Lev. Then you have Yisod as the Bris, which is attachments even in physical reality. And then there's Malchus, which is the Peh. That's straight down. That's Tamid. Teferis, Malchus, Yisod, Das. Right, so when you want to attach, if you attach, right, anybody who does any building or gluing, if you attach a little bit to the side, it's going to be off, right? You want to attach yourself straight in the middle, right? That's why the word tamid is very important. Okay. Just also, you should just know mikdash. Mikdash, if you put the kuf and the shin together, you get a tuf. So it's Mem Dalet Shin, Malchus Das Teferis, which is the same thing. Akupanim, yeah. Ukeinin Shinemar, it says in Tefillim, Dovka Nafshi Achrecha, says David HaMelech. My nefesh, my soul is Dovka Achrecha, is clinging and wants to attach itself to you. So Chost even has such a feeling. Bi Tamchi Yaminecha, your right hand supports me. Since it's impossible for a person to actually get to that place of this high level of dveikus, of tmidius, such a thing, to separate himself totally of gashmius, it's very heavy. That's hard. Listen, we eat, we sleep, you know, we do gashmius things. So how are we going to do this? How do we totally remove ourselves from gashmius, totally attach ourselves to the spiritual side of who we are, into a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's a heavy. Who could ask for such a thing? Alkein amarti. That's why I said shasof kedusha matana. That's why I told you already that the sof of kedusha, the end, is really a matana. It's from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You do you. You do all you can do. Be all you can be. And a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, then I'll come in mekadosh milamala, and I'll help you connect in that spiritual way that you seek, that you can't attain through your efforts, but through a matana you can. Whatever person could do, who is shtadlus for redifa hayidia, for redifa hayidia, whatever person can do, is his shtadlus. It's his effort. There's a lot of things that we can try to do. For redifa hayidia hamitis, a person who's constantly redifa, he's running after the emes, the truth. Even running after the truth is it's rare nowadays. We live in a place where there's truth always trying, where it's flowing, and there's redifas. Out of this place, it's not so pashut, you know? Even if a person goes to a shul and he's davening, he's learning, it doesn't mean necessarily he's running after the truth. He's doing what he does, whatever. Hey, the Rebbe here, that's his main goal of life, is to try to push the emes into our lives so we think straight. V'hasmodus haskolo v'kedusha samaisa, and constantly, this is part of kedusha, this is part of the hishtadlus area. Again, constantly running after yedias amitis, which means to always be learning, and you have to always be thinking. Not just learning. That's, you don't know. That could be you're learning for, I don't know why. To always be thinking on your own, has been in this, thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, thinking about the MS, what's true over here. Cleansing your inner self, your inner motivations. And hasmadas haseich, again, tamid. The word to everything here is tamid. Hasmadas haskal of kedusha samaisa. Constantly thinking, hasmadas haskal, constantly thinking of kedusha samaisa. How I can make my maisim even more holy, even more designated towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether it's in the Sur Mira or the Asay Tov, constantly trying to clarify and to trim away any extras. Ach, sofu shaKodesh Baruch Hu yadriche b'derech hazu. At the end of the day, you have to try your best, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's going to guide you and take you on that path. Shuchafetz alechas, but that path that you want. You have to also have a ratzon. The yisharal of kedushas of v'yaktisheu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekadosh you. There's going to be a hashras hashchina. When we say bilvavi mishkan evna, I'll make a sanctuary, God, for you in my heart, and that means there's going to be a hashras hashchina, just like the divine presence, whatever that means, right? The divine presence, the kedusha, some sort of inner revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you can sense him in some way, just like that was in the mishkan. That can be in a person's heart. We talk about that all the time, but the way you get there is through acting in a way of kedusha, which is a hishtadlus berdivas yediyah amidus, vasmadas haskal bekedushas amaisa, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will dwell within this person. This is a vessel that I could dwell with him. That doesn't mean if you don't have kedusha, he doesn't dwell. It just means it's less intense, less revealed. You won't sense it as much. You want to sense the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you need to be you have to be a mikdash. You have to be a mishkan. That's what you have to do. Even if you're not, he's still there with you. And when we be talking, it's all there. But the dveikus, the feeling, the sensing of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in your life, that you there's a true one-on-one relationship, you need to be a mikdash for that. That's what Hashem said. Kodesh Baruch Hu was in the whole world before the Mishkan was created. A Kodesh Baruch Hu was in the world?
Yes.
So what does it mean, dir betachtonim? The whole world is his dir. Because there's a dir, and then there's another dir, and there's another. There's levels within levels within levels. Right? The whole palace is the king's. But when you walk into the first, right, in across the moat, of course, with the crazy crocodiles and alligators, of course, right? You walk across and you walk into the big doors, palaces all the kings, but you don't feel him there necessarily. It's a little bit you sense it's grander, it's the kings, but he's not there. Then you have to walk into a room within a room within a room within a room within a room, and that's where he's sitting. That's really where his dira is. So everywhere the king is, but there's a greater sense as you get closer. And there's different level guards in the different rooms as you get closer in. There's different style, more basic to more complex, more fancy, right? It's because it was always there before the Mishkan. But when I said he needed a dira b'tachtonim, it's because something happened by the egel, at least according to Rashi, something happened that necessitated that he dwell within us in a more revealed state. When the people lost themselves, give this one shot. When the people lost themselves and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, they were, one of the understandings is because they really wanted to have a connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And when Moshe left, and the Torah was not, when it was inaccessible, they partially lost themselves. So Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I now see that we need a place for the people to always be able to go. Whether there's a tzaddik or not. The Karban Tumid is always being brought. They could go there and elite the regel. They could bring karbanos there. There's a way that they can connect themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And the Hashuas Hashchina then dwelled in that place. And then after that place was unfortunately destroyed, now we have a shul, and a person has a heart, and through his tefillah, through his avodas Hashem, he can still connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? So kedusha is mamish building the mikdash, the Kaddish Kedushim in your heart. A person is Makadish himself in the Kedusha's Boro, the Kedusha of his Creator. Right? He's designated, he's constantly looking to connect himself, trim away everything else, and connect himself straight to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Afilu Maisiv Hagashmiyim Chozum Yosin Yoni Kedusha Mamash. Even his physical actions, his Maisiv Hagashmiyim, could turn to Kedusha. Kemachilis Kachim, just like eating Kachim, Shemitza Saseh. A person, if he's really at this madrega, right? People try to jump to this right away, not really shaykh, but a person who's eating, a tzaddik who's eating, his breakfast, tzaddikim don't usually eat breakfast, whatever he's eating, here's such a thing, whatever he's eating, it's kemo achilas kachim. It could be the madrega of kachim with his kavanas, not even Kabbalistic kavanas, that for sure also, but where he's holding, why he's eating, who, what he's thinking about, what he's feeling at that moment. Now, he's not fressing over like he's not ordering like a burger, you know, at Carlson Gabby's. I don't think you'll ever see Rebbe like online at Carlson Gabby's. It's just not happening. He eats meat and he tells he eats meat. It's probably a different way than we eat. Probably, I would assume, yeah, a little bit different. Akoponim, this is the way of kedusha. This is the second madrega. That when you're proactively doing, not just removing yourself from, that's the first madrega. When you're doing, it can be in a way of kedusha. An elevated way. The parak before Kedusha is Tahara. Mesil Sharm explains that the Tahor, the pure one, Mayusev Achumrim Einam El Hechrechim. At the level of Tahara, what the Mesil Sharm is explaining is that the Gashmius of the person is only according to what he needs. Right? You don't even take more steps than you need. Or too little steps. I remember he brings a mice with a lady who I forgot exactly what happened. She was taking too few steps, and it was really being motivated by her, a gaiver or covet or something. I forgot what it was. I haven't learned in a while, but it was too few steps, right? Whatever you need, do. Take the normal amount of steps. Don't take big psiagasses. Don't walk too slowly so people notice you. Be normal. Be normal. Exactly what you're supposed to do. Like one time, I probably told this maestro, but it's so good I keep telling it. One time, Rabbi Katzenstein from Mishneh Gedolah mentioned it. He's a Yekki. So he's mentioning a maestro from Rabbi Breuer. Rabbi Breuer was the head of the Yekkis. I think before Rav Shimon Schwab or after Rav Shimon Schwab? I don't know the history. Anyway, so he was, I don't know if it was over here in New York. I'm not sure. If he lived here, I don't even know. I'll go about him. By the Yekkis, they're on time, right? So he had a meeting with somebody. It was like, whatever it was, 8 o'clock in the morning. So the person who came wanted to, you know, show Rabbi Breuer that he can be on time. So he was waiting outside the door at 7:58. Not much waiting there. And Rabbi Breuer walked by at exactly 8 o'clock and whispered in his ear, being early is also not on time. And he gave him a muster. I mean, he came early. He wanted to, you know, he understood the inner motivation of this person. He wasn't that he was trying to be on time. He was trying to show off. That was the most of the Rebbe was giving him. It's okay to be early. That's not why you're early. You wanted to show off that you could be on time. But you weren't on time. You were early. It's good. I love telling that one. These are people who understood. Yeah, they understood the psychology of the people. Yeah. So tahara, not kedusha, tahara is where a person leaves that sug, that ra, the bad. You trim all the extras off, trim all the fat off. Just give me the meat. That's tahara, purifying what is necessary. Even the world of gashmas, whatever you need, do. Ach leklal kedusha lobo. But even that, even trimming away all the excess gashmas, still that's not kedusha. Because in the world of Tahara, if you could eat less, if you could do less gashmas, that'd be great. Now you can't. You're doing only what you're doing, the minimum you could do. But the mice in the status, in the state of Tahara, gashmas is still lower level than ruchnis. And therefore, if you could do that, if you could manage me a malach, that'd be great. You can't. But when it comes to Kedusha, ach ha-kadosh, ha-dovuk tamalei lokov, but in the madrega of Kedusha, the one who is dovuk, constantly cleaving, attaching, clinging to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in all areas, tamid, tveres malch zeseo das, hine nechshev lo ki ilu hum is halich v'nei Hashem barat ha-sachayim, odenu po, b'olam hazeh. It's a great line over here. The one who is a kadosh, he's living as if he's walking in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the arat ha-sachayim, however you want to translate that, in the land of life, while still living in this world. Meaning he's living olam haba, ba'olam hazeh. Not dead olam haba, alive olam. He's living in Gan Eden. V'hu atzmo nechshev k'miktash u'k'mizbeach. This person who's living in this madrega, he's like a miktash. He's a walking base of miktash. We'll call it a mishkan, right? The miktash stood, the mishkan moved. He's like a mizbeach. Every time he eats, it's like he's being makriv karbanos. Now the food he's eating, by tahara, the food that he's eating, okay, you trimmed away everything else, you're just eating exactly what you're supposed to eat, gevaldik. But that's not kedusha. Kedusha is when you're eating, you're actually being makriv of the carbon. Right? So tahara is staying away from everything that's excess, and then kedusha is then actually being male it up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Two different madrigas. Very darkistic. Every madriga is important, and every madriga needs to be worked on. Difficult to jump madrigas. So that was all the Mesil Sashan. So says the Rebbe, V'habir ha-piyaharas Mesil Sashan b'ini kedusha, explains Shekol Dvar v'hem kilurim le'inayim. Everything is, I guess, medicine to the eyes, the way that the Mesil Sashan explains in Yonim, especially here. So he explains, She'inin ha-tahara hu shalilas ha-toma bilvat. The inin of tahara is the negating Toma Bovad. Stay away from Toma as much as you can. That's Tahara. Ube Mishkal HaRuchani Hadak Bi Yosir. And when you're getting into the subtleties of Ruchnius in a very, very dakistic way, really, he says, if you really, really are subtle about it, that means a person who's already on certain Madregas can understand this and appreciate this. If not, you might not even appreciate it. But the Mishko HaRuchani Hadak B'Yoser, in a very, very, very subtle way. Right? Someone who really keeps into the lines, you know, not someone who just draws and whatever goes, it goes, which is also fine. A person who's really careful, Kol Inyan Chumri, V'Chol HaNagufanis, every connection to materialism and pleasure, bodily pleasure, Yeshbu Abu Zrayu Shaltomo. Abu Zrayu doesn't mean it's actually Tamei, but it's a very connected and it can lead to Abu Zrayu L'Giliarayis, Abu Zrayu L'Vodazara. It's very connected. Doesn't mean it's Mamish Giliarayis, but it's connected enough that we want to stay away from it. So the Madrega of Tahara, V'Hatar Porish, Mikol Elu Makayim Raka Hechrev. The Tahar is Porish, right? Tahara and Prisha go hand in hand. Prisha is the first Madrega of separation. Tahara is a higher level of separation from all of these things. Only do what you need to do. And therefore, you've trimmed away all the Abu Zrayu Satumah, even though what you're still doing is still connected to Tumah. And these are high madrigas. But still, can die to here. And it's possible for a person to do this, little by little. Amnam. Kedusha in a Shalilas Tumah. The Indian of Kedusha has nothing to do with negating Tumah. elakidush achulin. It's a mekadesh chulin, regular stuff. I'm elevating it. Shahakadosh, lo rak shaporshim asha in hechrech likimo. The kadosh, the one who's holy. It's not just separating from that which is necessary for his living.
This is, you have to do the second. You cannot do this before you report in Torah.
To jump to the kedusha?
Yeah.
In a true way, you can't jump to it. Once in a while, maybe you could jump to it, but as a madrega, no. You have to. Could there be exceptions? We'll always room for exceptions. But when we're doing avoda, you have to start first separate. Because when you separate, you're leaving. Why you separate? You're leaving that gap is called kedusha, and then a kadosh baruch allows you in that gap that you created by your hishtadlis, by the separation, then a kadosh baruch allows that to be the place where he's then male you with the food and everything else. But you have to first create that vessel. Kli or tahara is kli, kedusha is or. El gam hechreich enu chulin etzlo el kekarbon kolishim. So when you get to the madriga of kedusha, that absolute necessity that you're dealing with, that you're eating with, is not just chulin. It's not just not tamei. It's actually a carbon. It's been elevated. V'gam b'chinazun nechlalos b'masha pirish haramban. This b'chin is also included in what the Ramban says al parshas kedoshim tiyu. Right, we know the famous Ramban, kedoshim tiyu. Everybody should be a kadosh. How do you translate that? Rashi says his way. Ramban says what? Hu tzivoy al kadosh atzmacha b'mutelach. Kedusha means not usher, things that are usher. That's davar pashut, says Ramban. Kedusha is a higher level that you should mekadosh yourself even that which is mutter. So generally, we learn what sheish mashmos kadosh atzmacha b'mutter bezin yam. Whenever you say kadosh atzmacha b'mutelach, which Nesiv Shalom always says kadosh atzmacha mutter is Rosh Teva, is basically Yaakov, right? Akev Yaakov, we always say it's about separating. Right? Mekadesh yourself that which is mutter. Right? Separate yourself from that, even that which is mutter to you. Shecht it properly. Right? Rebbe can go on a Pesach. This is where he would go into like the Pesach program rant, like right here, and then you wouldn't finish. So we're not going to go into that, of course. We did that already last Sunday, Friday, whatever. Sheesh Mashmas, Kadesh Asma Mutter, Bezin Yan. There's two madragas. Ach, Bepash, Shaloye Novel, Beshesh HaTorah. Vimali Tavaso. Simply, don't be a novel. Don't be disgusting with the permission of the Torah, right? The Torah says you could eat hamburgers, so don't eat 35 hamburgers. V'yamali tavasa and fill up all your taivas with all OUs and chidushchitas. Don't just fill your taivas that way. That's aleph, yeah. Beis yesh gavoa mize. There's the second madriga, the elevated madriga. Sheikadesh afilu es amutter. To be makadesh, even that which is mutter, to raise it up. Shagama mutter v'hachrech yakadosh b'kedusha ilos kama carbon kol elishim. That even that which is mutter necessary for you to live, whether it's sleep, eating, or any type of even something other gashmis that you need, be makadosh it in a way of kedusha ilos, like a carbon, like we said. Carbon, of course, is always, we know there's a word karif, right? Karov, to come close. That's what it means, carbon. That the act that I'm doing, I'm actually mindfully coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we eat, generally, as human beings, I mean, not you guys, me, I say a bracha, which is an avoda, then I eat, I'm in the guf, and then I say another bracha, which is hopefully, avoda Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in the middle there, you're not thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's hard. But this tzaddik, everybody takes, is a carbon. Everybody takes, actually getting him closer. And it's not chassidus, where a person's like, okay, but in the neshama of neshamas, you're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know that, of course. But in an actualized way, every second that the carbon was being burned, in a revealed state, it was going up. It was a nachas ruch to Kadosh Baruch. We want to slowly, right, even take one bite, two bites, with the mindfulness. That's a carbon, that's kedusha. And that takes a schus from shemayim. Because the second you take one bite and you go into like behemoth mode, right, you could lose yourself. It's only if a Kadosh Baruch decides, right, we're going to open this guy's mind. Everybody knows that. It's not easy. But we have to try. And this is the Indian of the Kedusha of the Kohanim. Shehu nizharim mikol davar tameh. They were careful. They guarded away from all davar tameh. V'yachim zayu makrivim karbanos. And not only did they have to stay away from tumah, they also elevated karbanos. Two madregas. V'gamachin z'karban ha'isa b'kedusha yiseira. And even their eating of the karbanos was in a certain state of Kedusha. Ad shechamar z'chazal tell us. Amru kohanim. Ochlim ubailim miskaprim. That the eating of the Kohanim was such a holy thing, it's hard to even be masik such a thing, that when the Kohanim were eating the Karban Chatas, that's when the owners of the Chatas, the one who needed atonement, became atoned. Dafka from the eating of the Kohanim. Yes, of course, the Shechita and the sprinkling, that was part of the process. But the culmination was when the Kohanim were eating it. That doesn't mean if they didn't eat, you didn't get a kapara. This probably has to be learned out better, but that's what Chazal say. Amazing thing. They were eating in such a way. You should be holy to your God. It says by Nazir, similar concept. Pasuk says that the Nazir, the Nazir, Kinezer el kaval rosho. It's like a, means like a crown. All the days of his Nazirus, he should be Kadosh Ulashem. He should be holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yesh ben Nazir Shnei Yanim, also by the Nazir, there's two in Yanim. Reish Yeshu Parish Mahanas Olam Hazem Yayin V'Sheichar, just like the first avoda of the Nazir is to remove yourself from wine, from beer, all the stuff he has to remove himself from. Don't go into a cemetery, right? All the don't do's. V'al Derek Shapirish B'Ibn Ezra, Amash Amar Torah, Al Nazir Kadosh Yeh. And then Ibn Ezra says, when the Torah says to the Nazir, you should be Kadosh, he says, Nazir hum egzeres nezer, nezer. That the word Nazir, this person, comes from the word Nazir, which means crown. The ha'ed, and the rai, is ki Nazir elokav al rosho. This pasuk that says that Nazir elokav, he's a crown to Kadosh Baruch Hu on his head. V'da ki kol b'nei adam ovde tavis olam hazeh. You have people who are involved in tavis. And the king was above the nation. He wears a crown on his head. Showing ki'ilu, not a physical melech, but the one who's in control. He shows that he's in control of the taivas. He's not sunken into them. Ad kan l'shono. He says that's the first madrega of the nazir. Staying away from the taivas, being above. L'mayla. V'yesho darge b'nazir, there's another madrega. K'mo sh'amr chazal ha'nazir sh'bom min ha'darum. Right, there was a Maisa, then Gemara in the Dharm. There was another who came from the Dharm, from the south. Oh, Maisa, I forgot which static was over there. He saw him with long hair by the water. Oh, he's bringing a carbon. Akapanim, he says, V'hai yofei naim v'tov roi. He was a very good-looking man. And he was explaining to the static over there why he's bringing the carbon, why he took upon himself the Naziris. He says, because one time he was standing by right the water, he saw his reflection. He saw how good-looking he was. And at that point, he got a certain taiva to use those good looks in certain ways. And he said, from right at that moment, he immediately said, I'm going to become a Nazir. I'm going to grow long hair, and I'm going to stay away from everything. Upachas lov yitzro, that's what it means. And he was looking at the water, and a yitzro hara like grabbed him at that moment. V'nishba, and he took a shavua, ha'avodish agalech l'shamayim. I'm going to cut my hair only l'shamayim. I'm going to cut it long, I'm going to grow it long, and then when I cut it from like a Nazir, I'm going to, you know, be makrav to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu lo rak shemis nazir mehen nazir l'mazeh. So you see that the real union of the Nazir is not just he's separating himself from Olam Hazeh, Elishem Makrev Kekarbon V'Olam Hashem. Rather, he's bringing himself as a carbon and raising himself, ascending to a Kadosh Baruch HaSadavar HaYafeh, that which is most precious or beautiful, V'Hayakar B'Yoz HaShayelah. The most precious thing that he had, he's raising it, he's giving it to a Kadosh Baruch. As Kedvutzos of Seduroslo, his beautiful hair, Tatolim, Shebem Hayim Mezgah Hekrev L'Hashem, that which he was Mezgah over, that which was beautiful, that which was good looking, that which the world saw as something nice, he says, I'm not going to use it for myself, I'm going to give it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's go quick, because we have a few extra minutes. V'harayona Kloli. V'darkas HaKadosh al-Pi Mesil Sasharm HaNizkar. So this, the main thought, when it comes to this Madrig of Kedusha by the Mesil Sasharm is K'mekadesh, K'mizbech, K'karban, to live your life like a mikdash, like a mizbeach, like a karban. K'adam klishar resul asas nachas ruf lefanu yizbarach shemal. Because a person, a human being, could be a klisharis, right? The klisharis were the kelim that used in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, to bring a nachas ruach, to bring a satisfying aroma, right? What was the carbon? You burnt it, and then the smoke went up, right? So where is that in the person? What goes up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Right? His ruach, right? We have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, right? Yeah? Nefesh, should we stop? Finish? Go. Bye. Nefesh is the avoda. Ruach is the heart, which is like the emotions. Yeah, neshama is even the mindfulness. Chaya is even higher than the yechida. So when you do a avoda down here with your hands, that's like shechita, putting it on the maracha, lighting up on fire. What goes up? The nachas ruach, ruchnius, right? The ruach of the person, the neshama of the person. That's higher, like we explained, that's not in the Teva, that's a higher than, it's his emotions, his mind, and then the Chaya. So look at the Rosh Deva's Nachas Ruach. Nun Ches Resh. Nun is Neshama, Chaya, and Ruach. That's what brings the Nachas Ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, those parts of the person. It all starts with the hands, though. But then the heart and the mind. Klisharis also l'shamas l'chulin afil l'toron. A klisharis, one of the vessels of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, it's also to even use it for chulin, even if it's taller. Only things that are kaddish you can use this for. Only for karbonos. You can't use it for stam. V'mishtamish b'mal. And if you use it for something that's even taller and kosher, glad kosher, it's me'ilah, mamish me'ilah. V'mishtamish bo rak l'kodesh, you can only use the kelim for kedusha. Od mechadish is m'sil s'sharim p'poseh sharim. And Mesil Sharman opened up a gate for all those who want to enter in and want to become a person of Kedusha. Just know, he says, when you try, you have to put all your efforts in, but you can only do as much as your Teva can do. You could stay away, you could trim, you could try to know exactly how much you need to live, and you could do that. To separate from Taivas, from Hanaz of this world, but to really be a Mikdash for the Shras HaShechina, Klisharis, a vessel of holiness. That's not within our Koach. You should want it, you should try, but so if it's up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Mesil HaShem said, you do yours, you put your effort in, and then at the end, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, he'll give you the Madrega as a Matana. We could explain. If you're holy, you'll be holy. So how do you explain that? If you try to, in your hishtadlis, be mekadish yourself, level one, which is removing yourself from everything possible, as much as your natural abilities allow you to do, to stay away and to think, what can I cut out? That's for v'hiskad yishtem, and then v'yisim kedushim. Then you will be kaddish from a kaddish baruch sofa manikim lo as adarga zosha kedusha l'malam ha'teva. Then it will be given to you, will be granted to you, this madre of kedusha l'malam ha'teva, which is above teva. Who makadish things that you never thought I could have stayed away from, or I could have entered into, I could have been thinking about. Kaddish helps a person. Who makadish asman b'kochas anoshim, makadishim some in the malah b'kochas al anoshim. He's makadish himself with his natural human abilities, and that kaddish gives him above natural abilities to do things that one wouldn't think would have been possible. Oh, cheers up.